Hello and welcome to another episode of Sharkbait's Chumline. This is Sharkbait. It is Wednesday, February 13th, 2013, and today we will be looking at the newly released International Shark Attack file, just in time for Valentine's Day. What better gift? And we'll also be looking at February 15th's Ocean to Plate Shark Symposium taking place at Yale. So, we're going to take a look here at the International Shark Attack file. This is through George Burgess and the Florida Museum of Natural History. 80 unprovoked shark attacks occurred last year, with a total of 118 alleged incidents. And the way they define an unprovoked attack are incidents where an attack on a live human by a shark occurs in its natural habitat without human provocation of the shark. So they're saying it's the 80 from this year, slightly up from last year in 2012, where there were 78, but also down from the previous year, 2010, which was 82. Breaking it down to some regional numbers, there were 42 attacks within North American waters, and a total of 53 in the United States, because you've got 11 in non-North American, Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So we'll say 53 attacks within North America, United States water. Elsewhere, Australia had 14, South Africa 4, and Reunion had 3. The 14 that took place in Australia is a little bit over what they usually have. The average there is 12, and that's taken over the last 10 years between 2002 and 2011. And the two fatalities were a little up from the average of 1.4 over the same time period. Here in the United States, Florida again was the big winner. They had 26 of the total of that 45 or whichever one. Anyway, 26 bites in Florida. Yearly average there is usually 23. The other ones within, I guess, U.S. waters, Hawaii had 10, California 5, South Carolina 5, North Carolina 2, then Georgia, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, and Puerto Rico all had 1. Hawaii's 10 attacks were the highest total they've had since 2007. And the usual average there in Hawaii is 4. Worldwide, there were 7 fatalities from unprovoked shark attacks, and that's down from 13 in 2011, but a little bit above the 4.4 average of the 10-year period between 2001 and 2010. The fatality rate in the U.S. was notably lower, 1.9%, than the rest of the world, which is 22.2%. This goes without saying, but surfers and others participating in board sports were most often involved in incidents in 2012, and that was 60% of the cases, of which would translate into 48 of these instances. So again, we're going to have this a link on our blog, which is located at sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com, and there'll be a link so you can take a gander for yourself at the statistics and put together your own little chart and graph of where and when things happened. Okay. End here now with the Shark Symposium that's taking place at Yale on February 15th. Again, you can check out our blog for more information about this, but it's taking place from 1 to 5 on Friday, February 15th. And just run through some of the speakers here. The speaker series, the part one, which is Shark Conservation Policy Arena, it's being moderated by Angelo Villagomez from the Pew Charitable Trusts. He's basically helped shark conservation in places like the Bahamas, Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, Marshall Islands, Cook Islands. On the panel for that speak will be Dr. Barbara Block, professor of marine science at Stanford University. She's basically looked at evolution of endothermic strategies in tunas, billfishes, and sharks, and she combines physiology, ecology, and genetics with oceanography and engineering. She does a lot of tracking of tunas and sharks. Dr. Paul Anderson will also be on that panel. He's a research scientist with the Mystic Aquarium. He is especially interested in how humans can leverage insights to improve aquarium husbandry and exhibition and empower informed management of wild populations. Dr. Damian Chapman, he's an assistant professor at the School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences at Stony Brook University. He does DNA research on shark fins. He currently manages field research projects on sharks and the shark trade in Belize, the Bahamas, Panama, Fiji, the U.S., and Hong Kong. And Dr. Susan Lieberman will also be on that talk. She is the Director of International Policy with the Pew Charitable Trusts. She's worked at International Biodiversity Conservation for more than 25 years. She served as director of the Global Species Program of WWF International and worked at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife for 11 years. She got her PhD at the University of Southern California, which focused on tropical ecology and amphibians and reptiles in Costa Rica. The second speaker series will be creating a culture of conservation. And there you're going to be looking at people who aren't necessarily scientists, but are contributing to the shark conservation movement. And you're going to have David Dublay, which you probably don't realize it, but you've probably seen a lot of his photography. He is a contributing photographer and author at National Geographic magazine. He started in 1971, and he's kind of famous for the split level pictures where you're looking at both above and below the surface of the water. James Prosek is an artist, writer, and naturalist. Krishna Thompson is a motivational speaker and shark advocate. He's a shark attack survivor who was featured in a Discovery Channel show during Shark Week this past year called Shark Fight. And also will be Barton Seaver. He's the director of Healthy and Sustainable Food Program at the Center for Health and the Global Environment, Harvard School of Public Health. So, if you can make it, come on down to Yale. Again, you can check our blog for more information on this. And if you need to get in touch with us, again, we're looking at some interviews coming up with different conservation groups. So if you need to get in touch with us, you can check us out on Twitter, SharkBHum. You can always get in touch with me via email. There's a new email. It's sharkbait@sharkbaitpod.com. If you have any questions, if you have any comments about this podcast, we'll be happy to hear them and try to answer as many as we can with all these emails pouring in. No, but really, if you're listening, please let me know how this is going. So hopefully next week I will have some more information about the interviews. I will have a little report from Ocean to Plate Shark Symposium from Yale. So until next week, everyone have a good week. Stay out of the snow. And Mr. Finn, what do you have to say?
Sharks are awesome.
Go!